Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Boise. I am your host for Original Lyric Stream Radio. On location again, this week I'm at the wonderful Landsberg area in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. I do live in the Tampa, Florida area, sunshine and water, and a lot of lightning mixed in as well. Really nice here. Welcome to listeners from all over the planet. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you'd like to refer the link or listen live, you want to go to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. That stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many cats, young or old, try no matter what you're told. And the inspiration for this song, someone once told me I was too old to write lyrics and sing, so I just gave him this title, Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. He was just a very, very negative person. And how untrue this is, right? Music is ageless, and I say this every week, can't is a word we do not recognize. Now, these lyrics came pretty quick, about 15 minutes, but as I start with the blank word document on my laptop and I have a melody in my head, I have a title, you know, I'm thinking of ideas, just words. Let's have some fun with it and get the creativity, you know, started. We had Amanda Scalise on as a guest a couple weeks ago, and she had a perfect phrase for this. It was a mishmash of ideas, and that sums it up perfectly. This is my system, you know. It takes the pressure completely off me. Don't really need to worry about structure and verse and chorus so much. Get some ideas, have some fun, because song creation, no matter where you are with it, is all about fun, and don't be afraid to save it and revisit it later. Our episode stream is picked up from many of your favorite podcasts, including iHeartRadio on their website and app. We're so proud to be part of the iHeartRadio family and in their relationship. Thank you. Our radio show concept and title is based on my first in-studio recording, of course titled Original Lyric Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website, russellfoisymusic.com. Let me spell my last name, F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. I am a singer, songwriter, producer, and I have recorded two albums and produced a third, Cam Lorum's Writing in the Stars. Guests in the weeks ahead, they're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. Boy, we've had some great guests on this year, and to close out the next 3 months, we have some incredible guests, so stay tuned every week. Let me bring in my engineer, Bill Miller. He does so much for us behind the scenes on the Blog Talk Radio website and dashboard. And Bill, would you like to welcome our audience to the show tonight?
Yeah, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. If you like our show, you know, pass it out. Pass it around. Tell your friends about it. Share our link. You can also go to Blog Talk, our site there. Put it in the comments. If you like our guests, put it in the comments. Let them know. We certainly appreciate it, and I know they will too.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. If you click on our link, there is a comment section within Blog Talk Radio, and that's kind of the engine that kind of powers this show. So, yes, please share the link and place your comments there as well. Well, Bill, we got a special guest tonight and a part two episode.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
All right, everybody. It's time for our next guest interview, and you are viewing a slideshow of Chesney Clare, and we will play a great track, and this was released on September 17th. This is titled Distracted.
I ain't never been the type to get drunk on a weekend, cause I don't really even like the way it makes me feel. And never spend my screen time, hey, people need me time. Blowing off my closest friends, tell myself I got good intentions, but I just don't know what to say. I know I need help. I keep it to myself, cause it feels wrong to say I'm not okay. I gotta keep myself distracted, doing things I've never done. Looking down and looking up, something to keep my feelings talking. Trying things to get me numb, I just don't have the heart to love. You say there's a conversation to be.
And everybody, let me introduce an extremely talented pop singer, songwriter, and this is a part two episode. Chesney Clare, thank you so much for joining me again on Original Lyric Stream Radio.
Thank you so much, Russell. I'm so happy to be here. I'm glad that it's exciting to hear my new song being played on your show.
Yes, yes, and I had a chance to look at the video too. It's a great track. Great vocal, great message for your fans. Tell me more about it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I actually went to Nashville, Tennessee, and I had a writing session set up with an amazing co-writer and an amazing producer, and we came up with the song in one sitting. Took like 3 hours, and we had all the lyrics done, and we were working on vocals by then, so... the amazing songwriter I'm talking about, his name is Keegan Bost, and he is the winner of an episode of NBC's Songland. He wrote
wow.
a song with Michaels. Yeah, really, really cool to be able to have the opportunity to work with Keegan. And then the producer's name is Ryan, and he also helped us co-write the song too. So big thanks to Keegan and Ryan in Nashville.
Very nice. Well, let's talk about the last year. You know, first, it's great to have you back on. You were on our January 9th, 2020 episode, and at the time, you lived in Missouri. And
yeah.
Shortly after that, it might have been a couple months, you're moving on to Las Vegas with your mom to be closer to music industry professionals. Tell us about that move.
Yeah, it definitely has been a while since I've talked to you guys, so big thanks for having me back here. But we've definitely been through a lot in the past year, including our big move to Las Vegas. We just kind of got in touch with a producer here and heard some of his music, and he said that he actually had a song for me to sing. So I actually flew to Vegas before we moved here and had those songs recorded. And when we were here, I fell in love with Vegas. And my mom did, too. So we just packed up everything and came to Vegas, followed the music. And now I have met so many incredible people in the business. It was a great decision to make the move, for sure.
Yeah. Your initial thought process in doing it, a little scary in the beginning?
It was a little scary, but, you know, we did it from Louisiana to Missouri in the beginning. Right after I graduated from high school in Louisiana, we just took off to Missouri. So, I mean, it's something that we were kind of willing to risk, the risk of moving to a huge city, knowing nobody. But, I mean, we know people now, so.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the two producers that you've worked closely with, Rich Brown and Tim Coons, and what have they meant to your career so far?
Rich Brown himself is an amazing person, and he is the one who made me fall in love with being in the studio. So for Rich, I will always be thankful to Rich. And Tim, he just did an amazing job and gave me a beautiful experience in Orlando whenever I went to see him. Being able to be in the same studio as the Backstreet Boys and JoJo, that was all really, really a blessing to be surrounded by. It was like, wow, I'm actually here. But yeah, Rich just has a special place in my heart because he got me started with everything, with my covers in 2019.
So to date, you have written, and this is an incredible number, 47 original songs. Way to go. So that's in about a year, right?
Thank you. It's been like since the end of 2019. So yeah, a little bit. It's been a while, but we do have a bunch of songs, probably even more now. But yeah, we just took the COVID pandemic. And we just spent our time inside and writing and just recording music, learning how to do other things that require you to do as a musician. Like I've been learning how to produce my own music on Logic and stuff, just lots of different things.
Well, we hope your mom are safe and sound. And, yes, artists, you know, write, first of all, and, you know, work on their craft. And, boy, it's been something. And, you know, just about every week I mention, you know, the frontline workers with COVID-19 and the sacrifices they're making.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, it was definitely not a good thing to be able to not perform on stage during the pandemic and everything. It really did help me in my writing skills because I really honed in on them during the pandemic. So I'm thankful for that.
I know I spoke in the beginning about writing and really taking the pressure off. Do you feel any pressure to write lyrics?
Right now, I'm just kind of chilling because I do have so many songs. But I do love songwriting, so whenever I feel one come to me, I just usually make another one. I don't like to feel pressure in doing anything that I love, but
yep.
I'm always write a good song.
Yeah, it should be fun. Who are some of the singer songwriters Chet Bration and consider a mentor?
I really love Billie Eilish. I really appreciate her music and her style as an artist. I recently got to see her last weekend. I saw her in person at a big festival, so that was really amazing to be able to see one of my idols, you know, on stage, doing what she does, wishing I was doing what she did. but I love Billie Eilish, and I always say that my influences, especially growing up, was definitely, like, the Disney scene. So, like, Miley Cyrus and Demi Lovato and, you know, all those people. You know, Katy Perry, the younger 2000s. Pop scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, we have a great, great second track from our guest tonight, Chesney Clare. This is another great one. This is titled Come Alive.
I'm wondering. Time to move. I got you where I want you. I know that I'm tangled all in your web too. It's 3 a.m. and girl, you on your prowl. Baby, I just wanna make you cry.
Was written here. This was my first song that I recorded here in Las Vegas. And the collaborator on this track, his name is Jay Session, and he was the producer for this song and a couple others that I did as soon as I moved here. I heard his voice and I was like, okay, I want you on this track. He had already written part of it, so I helped him co-write the rest of it, and the rest was history. I just love the influence that he put on the song. It really gave it, you know, the edge that it needed. So,
yeah,
thanks,
well,
to Jay.
Well done.
Thank you.
let's talk about the creative process a little bit. So we talked about the construction of a new song with melody, lyrics, and chords. Which do you place in the first position, or could that change per track?
Usually I like to try to find a melody first, maybe hum out a few mumbled words, try to figure out, you know, which direction I'm going with it. And then from there, it's just whatever comes to me, first, whether it be, you know, the actual or the verses, it all just happens the way it happens. Sometimes I write verses first, sometimes I write choruses first.
You know, I'm the same way with melody. Thank goodness for the voice app on your Android. I don't know what I'd do without it, because when you forget a melody or a thought when you're creating music, oh, that hurts so bad.
No. You know? I've been in my truck, in my car, and I've used the voice app before because I had something in my head and I couldn't get it out. And so, yeah, I use that for inspiration all the time if I'm somewhere where I'm not at home.
I think you and I first met in LinkedIn, which everybody out there, LinkedIn is a great media platform for really all different types of people, business people, artists, and I have quite a few followers, Entity Island Dream, and it's kind of a title for me for all my music activities. Chesney, please explain, and especially to the new artists, the importance of branding yourself as an artist in Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these great free, I mean, they don't cost anything, you know, social media outlets.
Right. Well, I've definitely seen a huge rise in my numbers in streaming in the past year. I actually started off I started off 2020 with 200 followers on Instagram, and now I'm at 8,700 followers on Instagram. And then I started my Facebook off. Yeah, I started really working on my Facebook again at the early 2020, and now it's up to 15,000. So it's definitely helped my pre-save numbers, and it's helped my streams, and it helps with, you know, everything in this business. Whenever you utilize Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat even to promote your music and promote yourself, it will all definitely pay off. And that's something that I've been working at as a music artist for a while now, and it seems to be working. So I mean, you always just have to come up with content, whether it, like, if you're a musician, I would say, like, make TikToks, make videos, make good content for your page, and that'll bring people in.
Yeah, I would say that's working. Those are tremendous numbers for sure. We're going to play one more track, and this is another great track from Chesney. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chesney, this was your first release. And this is titled, right, 15 Candles?
Yes, this is my first original release, yes.
All right, well, Bill, let's go ahead and play this track, Chesney Clare, 15 Candles.
And I had 15 candles.
That's another great track, Chesney Clare and 15 Candles. Again, well done. Chesney, tell me about the message behind that track.
Thank you so much, Russell. Well, the message behind this track is if you have an absent father, then it's okay. This song was written as soon as I moved to Las Vegas, and it was something that I had to get out. My dad was my dad and my mom were in a domestically abusive relationship, and he ended up leaving. And so this song is for all the kids who said that their dads, whose dads think that they're not going to be worth it, because my dad told me that one time. So that's what this song is for. Yeah. And I know that was kind of a tongue
twister. That's a great message, Chesney. And, you know, it's hard to write in that emotion sometimes. And that's what's great about writing lyrics. You know, there's some songs I've written that are very emotional. But, you know, you mentioned it very well. You let it out.
Yeah, I did. I just let it out. And since then, I've had older people, younger people, they've come to me and they've told me, you know, your song's really relatable to me and I appreciate it. And I'm like, I wasn't expecting the amount of people that did tell me that, to tell me that. I had some people who were, you know, 60 years old saying that they had an absent father and the song was really relatable to them. And I was like, well, that's good. You know, that's what I tried to do with the song. That's what I try to do with every song, make it as relatable as possible.
That has to make you feel incredible, right?
Yes, it does, 100%.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, and all your tracks are in your YouTube channel, and I mean, I have to say, you have so much poise and confidence in front of the camera when you're shooting videos. And everybody, you know, if you have an opportunity, go to YouTube, type in Chesney's name, and go to her channel and subscribe. You know, yeah, follow her and. You know, take a look at those videos. They're well produced, well done.
Thank you so much. We had a director from LA come out and shoot both of those videos. So big thanks to him. It was really fun shooting them, and I love being in front of the camera. So I'm hoping for more music videos soon.
Well, we're getting towards the end of our show, and one question I like to ask every week, and, you know, we do know that there's young artists that are listening, that are maybe thinking about being a singer, songwriter, maybe a technical engineer, composer. If there's an artist beginning in music tomorrow, what advice would you give them?
I would give them the advice of keep pushing and don't give up on what you're trying to do. As soon as you go to give up, you're going to be right there at the edge of all your dreams coming true. So that's what keeps me going every day, the promise of maybe something's going to happen the next day. So keep at it, keep making content, stay active, and keep making new music.
That's absolute great advice. Chesney, tell our listeners where they can find you all over on social media and also your website.
Okay, awesome. My website is chesneyclaire.com. You can find me on Instagram at Chesney Claire. You can find me on Facebook at Chesney Claire Music. And everywhere else, it's going to be Chesney Claire, too. Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff.
Well, Chesney, that's all we have time for tonight. I'm going to give you a bunch of compliments here. I have great respect for your talent. Tremendous congratulations on your success. Great vocals, lyrics, message to you, an emotional message to your fans, well-produced track. And I'm not going to put any pressure on you here, but I do believe one day be holding a Grammy. And I'm serious.
Oh, that makes me blush. I hope so. I really hope so. And I thank you so much, Russell, for saying all that. It really helps make everything worth it. And
you have just a tremendous future ahead of you, and you still at such a very young age, and you have an open invitation. Definitely would love to have you back on the show next year.
Yes, maybe I'll have a Grammy too.
I hope you do. Well, thank you so much, Chesney, for being our guest, and I've really enjoyed the conversation, man. Keep on writing songs. You're getting close to 50 now. You got to pass 50.
Yes, I do have to pass 50. I'll keep on writing songs, and you're the best, and I appreciate all the compliments.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great night.
You too. Good night, everybody.
All right, take care.
You too.
Thanks, Chesney. Everybody, please Google search and support Chesney Claire. You just heard three great tracks. please purchase her music. Go to her social media outlets, Spotify, YouTube channel, subscribe. If you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please send me a track of your music to russellfoisey@gmail.com. We accept all music genres, and I mean all. I'd love to hear your sound. Again, my name is Russell Foisey, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. I'll tell you, I look forward to every episode, and I just love doing this show. Thanks again, Bill, and remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the end, stop the end.